Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night Axel Meet training call series. What a great call. What a great call indeed we have lined up for you tonight. Our topic is Dare to Dream. You're going to be inspired to dream yourself as you hear this special guest speaker tonight. Tonight we have a real star from Brisbane, Australia, Nikki Sherwood. You're going to thoroughly enjoy her story, her tips for success, and her inspirational message. Now, Nikki is a Ruby executive, having been with the business only about a year and a half. She's a wife, a mom, and a university scholar. Nikki and her husband are also world travelers and scuba divers, but Nikki's also an entrepreneur, having owned her own business as a professional life coach. But her real passion these days, which includes her ability to coach people in a far more rewarding way, is her Nu Skin business. Here to share with us many of her tips and her dreams and her pathway towards success is Nikki Sherwood. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, Dan. Thank you so much for having me here.
We're thrilled to have you. Thanks so much for joining us. I mentioned that you have a little bit of background as an entrepreneur, and certainly that, no doubt about it, played a role in your decision to join the business and start building in a big way. But there's probably another bigger why, W-H-Y, behind your decision to join. What can you tell us about that?
So my career, as you mentioned, I've been in the corporate world for about 18 years, and over the last 4 years, I've had a pretty terrible time. I've been bullied in the workplace, and I was seeking an opportunity to use my life coaching skills. But as you could tell, being a life coach outside of my day-to-day life was pretty hard to be two people. It was almost like trying to just keep my head above water during the day and then trying to be a happy, supportive mentor for these fabulous women. And my life coaching business was just too difficult. So I actually got very unwell about 18 months ago and found the products, fell in love with the products, and my sponsor then said, well, look, this could actually get you out of your horrible workplace. And I thought at that point, look, I just don't have any time for anything else. And then I went home and thought about it, and I spoke to my husband, and he said, you know what, you've actually just got to give it a go. I'm sick and tired of seeing you so unwell and so unhappy in your job. Baby, let's just throw everything at it. So with his support, I signed up the next day, and he put me on a plane to come to Nu Skin Live, which was about 6 weeks later. And that completely changed
my
life.
That was a life-changing event. That had to be a life-changing event, I would imagine.
It was, and, you know, like, I suffer greatly from anxiety. I have social anxiety, and I used to be petrified of flying. So for me to get on a plane to travel, I think it's just on 16 hours to the US via Singapore, that was the scariest thing ever. But my husband believed in me more than I did at that point in time. And then when I met people at Nu Skin Live, I met our team elites and a whole bunch of amazing people. I jumped at it and I put everything into it when I came back to Australia and decided that it was going to change my life. And I knew that I believed in the company, I believed in the people, I believed in, well, I started to believe in myself because I was attracting some pretty amazing people. And then I closed down my life coaching business, and I have focused on my Nu Skin business since then. I've still worked a full-time job, and that is very, very soon to finish. But I guess the beauty of this business is you actually fit it in with your life. It is a lifestyle business, and you can create your own rules, I believe, in terms of how much you put in or how little you want to put in, depending on what kind of growth you want to have in your business.
Well, congratulations on your impending withdrawal from the 9-to-5 rat race. Nikki, I'm so excited for you in that regard. There's no question about it. And you know what? It did not go unnoticed, your statement at the beginning of your message, and that is that your sponsor identified a need in you and offered a solution, certainly principles that we talk about all the time at Axel Me. So it certainly caught your attention, but I hope it catches the attention of our listeners as well. And that is exactly what we do to attract appropriate people for this business and also for the products, identifying a need and offering a solution. Now, you developed a significant business, no question about it. Cindy mentioned that before we went live through Facebook. Tell us a little bit about how you went about doing that.
To be honest, I shared with people what I believed to be a very life-changing opportunity, and then I asked them what their needs were in their life. And by, you know, people love to talk about themselves. So if I had been speaking to somebody and they had said to me, oh, you know, I hate my job, I could empathize with that. So I'd say to them, oh my goodness, I can totally understand where you're coming from. This has worked for you. It may or may not work for you, but would you like to hear a little bit more about it? And just by asking having those conversations and asking that question and just being really authentic in the opportunity and talking to people has actually been where I've had the growth. I've been really lucky as well. I'm a huge social media fan, as beautiful Cindy just said. She follows me, and I have a lot of people that have been watching my story for some time. You know, they watched the stories when all my hair fell out, and I started using the neutral, and I would talk about, you know, my own personal growth within myself, and then obviously within the company. So people watch, and people want to learn about, you know, well, what are you actually doing to, you know, you're so happy, and we know that you're having all these problems at work, you know, because I work with a lot of people, and they observe it, and then they come to me, and they're like, oh, you're so happy all the time, and it's like, because I've got something greater, I've got something better, I've got something that I'm working towards to create the life that I know I deserve for my family and I. So why would you not throw everything at it? And then they start to ask questions, and that is how I've grown my team quite quickly. And I've been really lucky. I have amazing superstars that want just what I want, and that is to have, you know, the life you've always dreamt of. And we're so lucky. We have such phenomenal products and an amazing compensation plan. It to me, it's a no-brainer, Dan. Mm-hmm. I think it is... it's really just finding out with that person what they need and then being able to genuinely empathize with them and then offer them the business. You have to offer them the business. It's the most attractive product we have.
I think it's important what you mentioned a moment ago, Nikki, that you actually ask some questions, some poignant questions about, you know, what do you want? What do you need? What can I do to help you? And my question to you is, do you find that when you ask those types of questions that sometimes the people you're talking with have never been asked those questions by anyone else in the past, and that you're actually getting into an area that they had never even considered that there might be a way out?
Oh, absolutely. And I come across that all the time. And I think because, well, everyone that I work with, they are the 9-to-5 grind. They don't know of another way. They don't know of a better way. They don't know what leveraged income is. They don't think about investing in their future and having a legacy that they can leave to their children. You know, but a lot of people just don't understand, or they're afraid. People are afraid of what they don't understand. And so as soon as you present something to them, you're either going to have people that are going to run a mile and think, oh my goodness, I don't know what you're talking about. That's too scary. Or if you question them correctly, or again, are genuine, then they're going to want to ask questions, and then you've got an opportunity to show them the magic in this business and show them what you can actually do so far as supporting them into the business and mentoring them to have the success that they want. You know, it's got to be what they want.
Exactly. And a question about, I'm curious as well, you know, you've gotten so much success through social media, Nikki, in the past, well, a year and a half time, which is not a long time in the business to be sure, but along the way, have you found that it's important to be nimble? In other words, we've heard from some other leaders on these Axel Me podcasts that it's really important to stay nimble and flexible. In other words, what works today might not work 6 months from now. Have you found that to be
Absolutely.
The case?
Absolutely.
So what do you do to stay flexible in that regard?
Absolutely. Look, I love learning new things, and I'm not afraid of change. So if somebody presents something to me, so far as one of my leaders suggests that I, you know, try offline strategies, I will say, well, what does that look like? I'm a very kinesthetic learner, so I need to actually do something to really get it ingrained in my brain. And you have to be adaptable. You know that, you know, social media is changing very quickly, and what worked yesterday may not work in 6 months, as you pointed out, Dan. You know, there's lots of different ways. And I think you have to be, I think, I like the word malleable. You have to be able to adapt to change, and you have to be able to move with the times and be willing to accept that you can't control that. You need to tailor your pitch to your audience and whatever platform they're on at that time or wherever you're meeting them at that time. Does that make sense?
No question. It does indeed. So what's hot today? What's working today for you in your own business that, again, may not work 6 months from now, but it certainly is effective today?
So I'm a big fan of Facebook. I'm starting to move into Instagram and learning the Instagram side of it because, excuse me, Facebook is all about authentic conversations and engagement. Instagram's all about pictures. So far as finding business leaders and people that want to have a growing business, it's the face-to-face conversations. It's the people that I meet on the street and might be talking to on the bus. It's the people that I arrange a coffee with and go and have lunch with and find that need with them. It's, to me, it's that personal connection. But that's who I am. And really asking those pertinent questions. And definitely social media can be much easier, but it's not the only way, and it certainly isn't the only way for a lot of people who have been in the business for a long time. So I think a combination of both, Dan, is where it's at moving forward especially.
I'm curious about the Instagram comment, Nikki. Lots of folks, of course, they started their social media Nu Skin business on Facebook, as you did, no doubt. But as you transition to Instagram, do you find that it's a steep learning curve to learn the new platform, or is it one that's pretty easy to pick up?
I have personally found it a little bit challenging. As with any type of growth, you need to find something that works for you. I didn't immerse myself in Instagram at the beginning, which meant I was kind of a little bit lazy. I would just put a few random photos here and there. The key is consistency, and I love that word. You have to be consistent with whatever you're doing. Whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, whether it's having daily conversations with people. And, moving into Instagram, you're not putting a story behind your picture. You're just putting your picture up and linking it somewhere. So whether or not you're linking it to your Nu Skin OPS site, or whether you're linking it through to a product group, or whether you're linking it through to them to message you, whatever you're doing, you need to be consistent with that. And I think that's the key. You just have to find what works for you, and you have to do it. It's not going to happen overnight, but it will happen.
Do you recommend that folks try more than one platform, or can it be a little bit daunting for people to be on more than one?
Dan, I think if they have never been on social media, then pick one. If they are using Facebook, then it wouldn't hurt for them to try Instagram or even Pinterest. And I would probably just have a look around what people are doing. You know, feel free to follow me. Have a look at what I'm doing. I'm happy for anyone to follow me. And just have a play with what works for you and find something that you can understand. So go and research. Go and have a look at a YouTube clip on Instagram and how to attract your audience or how to be consistent around your posting schedule. Do some research yourself and find something that you feel comfortable with and then stick with that.
Mm-hmm. No question about it. So let's talk a little bit about a comment you made earlier, and that is that you have to tell people about the business. I mean, you sound very passionate about that. That's an important message for you to convey. So in that respect, what is it that excites you most about the business, the income opportunity that is presented through the business vehicle?
Everything. look, I don't know how to answer that. It's our compensation plan, our business, our leaders, everything that embodies, the Nu Skin values and what they do for us so far as a distributor. If you think about a typical brick and mortar company, right, you want to go into business. Mm-hmm. You may have to lay out a good $100,000 to actually just open your doors. You then have to either design a product, manufacture a product, package a product. You have to do something. We have what I call and what I share with my team is we have a ready-made product. We are the delivery. We just need to get our products into customers' hands and share the business opportunity so that they can then share these amazing products with their friends and family and other people that want to come into the business. We don't have to do the heavy lifting. I honestly believe that I wouldn't say it's you know, like some people use that terminology, it's a silver platter. I feel like we have an opportunity like a silver platter in front of us. We actually just need to decide to take the knife and fork off the plate and actually give it to somebody else.
How do you share it?
How do I share it?
Yeah, how do you share the business opportunity? What are some tips that you have for our listeners in that regard?
So, if I'm prospecting someone and I would say to them, are you open for a conversation about how I can show you a really amazing way to create a part-time income or have a stress-free Christmas, would you be interested in hearing more? I always pitch it to them so I'm getting their permission to share the business with them, because if you sometimes go in cold, you've lost them. Well, that's been my experience, Dan, so I find by talking to them, asking them if it's okay if I share this opportunity, like they're very rarely going to say no, right? And then actually talking to them about, again, what interests you about this? So asking the question straight out, what interests you about this? Oh, you know, Nikki, I've been watching you for 12 months. You know, I see that you bought a plane recently, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah, actually, you can help me afford that. And that's actually a real example. We bought a plane about 3 months ago. And, you know, being real about real things and then saying, well, look, actually, this is how you can do it. And then I present the compensation plan to them. I talk to them about share, build, lead straight off the cuff. And then I ask them what appeals to them in that area. Someone might say, oh, I just want to buy a little product. I'm like, great. So you just want to make maybe a few hundred dollars a week, a few hundred dollars a month? Yep, great. Then I talk to them about that. If they come to me and they say, oh, my goodness, I want to change the world and help 1,000 people have stress-free lives, I'm like, okay, great. You need to build a massive network for that. Then I'd go straight into teaching them how to lead a team of people, so through the build and lead strategies.
Perfect. So you give them opportunity to tell you what they want. Again, a theme that we're hearing throughout the course of this call. And I love the stress-free Christmas hook. I love that a lot. In fact, by my calculation, it's about 82 days until Christmas, so it's not too early to start asking that question, to be sure.
Absolutely.
Tell us about some of the intangible benefits that might be derived by building a nice team of sales leaders like you've done in terms of, maybe the success trip. Do you talk about that when you're sharing the business opportunity?
Absolutely. And, you know, the success trip was absolutely life-changing. And I guess the compensation planning, being paid a leveraged income, is really only one facet to this business. You know, like it's one part of it. The success trip and the opportunity to have a holiday on the company is really, I think it's a real, real big carrot for some people. I have a lady who joined, she's actually my sister-in-law. She was sick of seeing us going away on holiday, and she loves to travel. So she actually came into the business because she wants to travel, and she would love to have New Skin pay for her holidays. You know, like I've found a need there.
Perfect.
So
I love it.
Yeah.
Where did you go? You went on a trip recently. What did you do, and how fun was it?
Oh, my goodness, Dan. You just have to look at my profile. There's like a gazillion photos of giraffes. Did I tell you I love giraffes? I love giraffes. So I've wanted to go to South Africa since I was 5. So I am 38 years old in a few weeks' time. So my dream came true. South Africa was number 2 on my bucket list. And as you can probably work out in terms of the numbers, in terms of months, New Skin Live was October. I had to qualify by Christmas. So I was already working my business up at that point in time. I only had one executive at that point. So I knew I was going to be on that trip and there was nothing going to get in my way. So I called my business manager and I said, I'm going to South Africa. And she's like, well, Nikki, you need to get busy. And I'm like, I will. I'll show you. And, yeah, so we came back from South Africa last week. And without getting emotional, it was absolutely life-changing, probably just as life-changing as going to New Skin Live, except I was actually on holiday, so I got to relax and play with some, well, not play with the animals, but I got to see the animals very close up. And that just reinforced to me how amazing and how giving this company is. And it really solidified it for a lot of my team as well, who are currently working towards Croatia, which is the next South Pacific trip. It's instilled faith in them that, wow, she actually did that, really? She, oh, well, she can do that, I can do that. And I think when people can see their leaders, showing up, doing what they're asking their team to do or suggesting that their team do, then they're therefore going to follow the leader. So it's being who you want to be, not only for yourself but for your team, and having those experiences that you want for you and your team.
Oh, yeah, it's just an amazing experience, and I'm glad that you qualified, and, boy, you should work hard to make that happen. And it is the epitome of a person who has set a goal in sight and worked very, very hard to achieve it. So congratulations on that, and I know that you'll be on many more in the future. Let me ask you this.
Thanks,
as we shift gears a little bit.
No,
you're welcome. A lot of people are coming into the business now who are millennials, of course, and many of those individuals, they really are individuals. They have their own individuality, their own drives and ambitions, et cetera. How important would you say, Nikki, it is to let people have the freedom to explore their own unique ways of attracting customers and other brand affiliates, as opposed to following some type of regimented system or process?
That's such a really interesting question, because I have both people on my team. So what's going to work for some people is not going to work for other people, and I think you just need to have the latitude to allow them to go and find their way, but not forcing them to, follow a regimented process, but you give them that opportunity to understand what that process looks like. So if it doesn't work their way, they can quickly come back, and you've identified that, well, you want to do this. Well, here's a suggestion while you develop your own strategy or you develop your own way. But on the flip side of that, Dan, I do think it is absolutely essential that you're always supported and you always know who your six uplines are, and that you work within the parameters of, obviously, our rules and regulations, and, that's no question. But understanding that they need to also communicate with their uplines so that they know how to support them down as well. Otherwise, you could have people that go off and do things and you're not across what they're doing, and then they come to you for help and you don't always know how to help them. So it's about being fluid and open and just having that rapport with your team, that they need to know that you're there for them, and also support them doing their thing while they find their feet.
Well, it sounds like a healthy balance. In other words, offer them the resources that will show them a proven way of success, but at the same time allowing them to be individuals so that they can be unique, creative, entrepreneurial, et cetera. And, of course, in addition to the upline support, there's the AxelMe plethora of training tools and techniques and guidance that people can take advantage of. What other resources do you like to share with your folks to help them be as effective, as efficient, and successful as possible?
So I have a training program, I have with my team. I get them to find somebody in the business. So, for example, I will send them a couple of people. So, actually, I send them Cindy's profile. I send them Jonathan Sexsmith's profile. I send them a few other people, and I just say, have a look at their profile and see if you resonate with them and follow, their theme on Facebook, so far as, the 80-20 rule being lifestyle and then 20% being product if they're using Facebook or Instagram for their business. And then I also suggest that they follow a range of tools that have been developed by the company, because, look, I'm really not a fan of reinventing the wheel, Dan. I think that we have a plethora of information available, and it's really about finding what's going to work for your team so far as giving them the resources but not overloading them with resources. And that, honestly, is an honest conversation with them about what do they want out of the business, how quickly do they want to grow, do they want to go slow or fast, do they want to use offline strategies, do they want to learn and do online strategies. And by asking them those five questions, I know exactly what tools to give them. And I've got a little little pool of tools that I send them out, whether it's online or offline or printed copies or what have you.
Fantastic. So there's plenty of resources available, no question about it. So Nikki Sherwood, you've achieved quite a bit of success in your relatively short time in the business. Where do you see yourself going in the next year to two?
Walking down the carpet at the next New Skin Live as a team elite would be really nice.
Absolutely.
I already have my dress picture in my head. Like I said, I'm a visual person. I believe in the power of visualization, and that's what I'm working towards at the moment.
Well, you know that Cindy and I and so many others along the way are going to be cheering along your success, so we know that you're going to reach it, no question about it. As we wind down the call, Nikki, what other tips or advice do you have for our listeners and maybe some unique personal story that you'd like to share that has been so helpful to you along the way?
Really just thinking about what you actually want to achieve in life, whether or not it's 10 years down the track, 5 years down the track, 2 years, 1 year down the track, and write down your goal. So think about where you want to end up, work your way back, write down your goals, and commit to them, and be consistent. You know, I see a lot of people go really hard in the business for a couple of weeks and earn a bit of money, and then they have something happen in their life, and then they let everything go. They stop posting in their product group. They stop communicating with their customers. And they forget that they're actually running a business. If they were to go to a workplace every single day and have to open up their doors, their business is like that. They're opening up their doors by being present every single day in their business. If you just shut your doors for a whole week, you'd have no customers. You'd lose your business. Everything would fall down. So I think having the mentality of committing yourself to your goals and where you want to be and working every single day towards that and believing in the power of small actions every single day will lead up to great things. I love the quote, "How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time." As corny and as horrible as that sounds, it's my favorite quote, because, Dan, I think people do come into this business and they can get quite overloaded with, the range of information. I mean, we have, almost 300 products now. I think it's about just really chunking it down and keeping it really, really clear around your goals, your vision, your own mission, and what you want to achieve in life, and then working closely with your upline or your mentors to achieve that. But you've got to do the heavy lifting. You have to do the work. No one else is going to do it for you.
Very well said, Nikki Sherwood, Ruby Executive from Brisbane, Australia. I can't thank you enough, Nikki. It's really been a pleasure speaking with you. You know, this call is going to be shared at the AxelMe Facebook page and also at AxelMe.com as a podcast, and I would encourage everyone listening to share it with their teams. And, of course, next week we're going to be coming to you live from the America's Region Convention in San Diego. That's next Thursday, October 11th at 8 p.m. New York time. Check out the AxelMe Facebook page for some more details. And certainly it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's been a lot of fun tonight, Nikki, spending some time with you. I want to tell our listeners I have a personal message to share as I thank Nikki yet again for spending some time with us. I do appreciate it, Nikki, and sure hope you'll come back and speak with us soon. So let me share a personal message, folks. I think it's appropriate to talk about this. Within the past week, the Nu Skin family yet lost another very, very special member of the family, and that's Scott Schwartz. Scott joined the company in 1988 as what then was called a communications representative, now known as a sales manager or account manager that we all have. In fact, Scott was Cindy's first account manager when she joined the business those many years ago. Well, in the years that followed, Scott was promoted to the roles that were more and more significant with the company, ultimately reaching the position of president of the Americas region. He also graciously contributed to many of these podcasts over the years, and I'm very grateful for that. When Scott semi-retired a couple of years ago, the company designated him as its first ambassador, a title that was truly befitting of one of the company's strongest proponents. But more than that, Scott was known around the world as a humble, compassionate, and caring man. He took the time to inspire greatness in countless distributors across the globe. And perhaps better than anyone else, Scott shared his passion and the company's mission to change people's lives in a positive way. As one example, Scott captivated his audiences in an emotionally impactful way as he described his personal experience in Malawi, Africa, as part of the Nourish the Children initiative. Scott touched the lives of so many across the world, including Cindy's and mine, and we are grateful for the time that we had with Scott. We're praying for Julia and their children this week, and we know that you're doing the same. So thank you, Scott, and to thank all of our listeners for joining us for this very special call. And thanks again to Nikki. Good night, everyone.